Cremation sites in India are overwhelmed. So much so, public parks and parking lots are now being used to perform them, to allow Hindus to continue this sacred practice as the number of those dying there from COVID-19 continues to rise. And our next guest says it's important cremations continue even in the midst of this pandemic. Dr. Prakash Rao Velakapudi is the chairman of the Karya City Hanuman Temple in Frisco, Texas, and joins us now via Skype. Welcome to the show.
Thank you so much.
Dr. Cremation for Hindus is a sacred practice. The majority of India's population are Hindu. Can you share with us the importance of it versus burying?
I think the cremation is very important in India, especially Hindus, because of a couple of reasons. One, you see, body is not really as important as the soul. So the soul is permanent. It always goes from one body to another body. Once somebody is dead, within 24 hours, we try to see that the body is disposed of. Traditionally, if they come to know that some person is about to die, there are three things that they do. One, many of our listeners would know about river Ganges. So usually they will bring water and keep it in every Hindu's house, actually. When a person is about to die, they will put that water in the mouth. And then we also chant some kind of mantra in the ear. So then that body is taken out of the houses and then put it outside, legs facing the south. At that particular time, they will give good bath with milk and whatnot, all the things, and then wrap it in white cloth. And then they will put a lamp at the head. So basically all this happens, we have to put the body on the ground, because according to our scriptures, it is easy for the soul to leave the body. And then it is easy also to observe all the people who are attending that particular ceremony.
This is part of the reason why what's happening during this pandemic is so distressing, because
Yes. This
process of caring for a loved one's body,
Yes. It's
a race against time. It has to happen. It has to be a speedy process. Are you concerned about what this disruption could mean for the practice overall?
It is really distressing because everybody is scared. Even people who have picked up the body from the hospital, they also got COVID-19 and they died. A good friend of mine, actually. So his mother died about a month ago. He wanted to do the final rituals because he's the eldest son. He determined to do it and picked up the body and then did all the rituals. Then he got the virus and he passed away. Even in my own family, two families actually have this COVID-19. One family came out of it, and the another family is still in the hospital.
Doctor, how do you reconcile all of this? I am sorry to hear about your family members. And a point to make is that you've been here in this country since 1965, but you still have so many family and friends
Yes. Back
in India. Folks come to you because you're a chairman. They look to you to offer solace.
Yes.
What do you tell people and how do you reconcile it within yourself?
You see, this is another situation. You know, we have also reconciliation is through our own philosophy. Two things. One, the karma theory. I think all of us heard of the word karma. Karma means whatever we have done in this life or in the previous life, whatever enjoyment we are experiencing, whatever suffering we are experiencing, it is the result of the previous life. So as a result, people reconcile to the fact, well, the time has come and he is going. Even though everybody will cry, everybody will express their grief and everything else, but there is at least some justification, because we believe in this reincarnation and life after death.
Reconciling the devastation with the understanding of karma is where your mind is right now.
Yes.
But you're also pushing for cremations to continue, even
Yes. In
spite of the hardships
Yes.
that so many people are dealing with and trying to make this happen in India.
Correct. museum. Every day in our temple, we pray for the souls of all these people who are living, and we also do what is called some sankalpam, that means some desire expressed. That desire is only for what we call loka kalyanam, and then that is vishwashanti. That means universal welfare and then global peace.
That's Dr. Prakash Rao Vela Kapudi, chairman of the Karya City Hanuman Temple in Frisco, Texas. Thank you.
Thank you.